Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. And we have quite a panel today. We were just speaking with Bernice Sims and hearing about her experiences, her life experiences from the South and landing right here in the town of North Hempstead. So we're so grateful to have you. And your story is amazing. And, you know, and what's the name of your book again?
Detour Before Midnight.
Okay.
Freedom Summer. Workers James Chaney, Michael Swerner, and Andrew Goodman made an unscheduled stop.
Okay. Well, and Otto, I know you just picked that book up, too.
I did.
And maybe
I'm thinking it would make a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's his brother stated that. That's he would
maybe
like
Maybe Alan
to see that.
Can get involved like, in that that movie
yeah.
right there.
He said when he read it, I'm involved with the Andrew Goodman Foundation, which is continuing doing good work in his name. He said his brother, David, said, we really should make a film. It should be made into a movie.
All right. Well, we'll be maybe have a meeting after this, right, Alan?
Exactly.
Okay. You know, now we're going to want to talk to our council people that are here today. We have Councilwoman Lee Seaman and Viviana Russell. And Lee, since you're sitting next to Bernice, we're gonna talk to you a little bit about your, you know, what brought you to be a civil rights activist and a little historic information we'd love to know. And your story.
Yes, I have a little story, and I go back over 75 years about this. I was raised in Jackson Heights, but most of the time I was in Corona, where my father had an insurance business, and I was always with him going around to all of his clients, who were mostly Black Americans. So I had the opportunity of meeting children and grandchildren of slaves, and getting to know them and to hear their stories. So then, after that, this was going on since the time I was 13 years old that I was with him and getting to know the people. And then in 1955, I got involved with the Democratic Party. And I met Hazel Dukes, and she became my friend, and I wanted to help her. And over the years, I had many, many meetings at my house and fundraisers that had to do with civil rights. I had dialogues. I had one dialogue, the Black-Jewish problems that were going on. And I had famous people at my house, which I hope was, I'm sure was helpful to the civil rights movement. So over the years, I was very fortunate to have had the experience of working on civil rights, especially with Hazel, and I became a lifetime member of the NAACP, and I'm still a member, and I'm very proud of that, and I like to talk about it in the community, and I want more people to be joining the NAACP and being activists.
So
hard to follow that.
Right, it is hard to follow that. And so, what do you think of this film? What do you think of the film and the importance of it and getting it out there to the community?
It's so important for young people to know a history here. Many of them don't know what happened years ago. They don't know the people that really were involved, the elected officials down south, and now they're getting to hear from this film of what we all went through in the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee, your story is, you know, relevant. It's important. You know, you're you know, a council person representing this town, and we're just, you know, we're proud to have you, you know, on this panel. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
Yes, there was one thing in my area where I lived in Jackson Heights that there were buildings there, and Black Americans and Jewish people were not allowed to live there. It stands out in my mind.
Yeah. It should.
And, well, thank you so much. Councilwoman Viviana Russell.
Yes.
let's talk a little bit about you also, and you know, what drove you to become, you know, a representative for your community and running for office, and then how important this film is, and, you know, how your community, how it's going to benefit your community too.
So Lee mentioned something that that really rang true with me. She mentioned Jackson Heights and Corona. I actually grew up in East Elmhurst, which is right between the two, between Corona and Jackson Heights. And I remember as a child, my parents were always involved, particularly my mother was always involved in advocacy work, whether it was at the hospitals or whether in the schools or with seniors. My mother was always involved. And one of the things that stood out to me, my mother was a very meek person. And I would watch how her demeanor would change when she was around someone that was Caucasian. And a lot of that was because of the way that she grew up. She grew up in the South. Mm-hmm. And during her time growing up, you know, her family, we owned a lot of land, which we still own today, but her family was not treated with a lot of respect coming from the South. And so that carried along with her to New York. And so I would just watch and see how those things kind of played out in her life. And it bothered me. It bothered me. And so I think that's part of the reason why I'm such an activist today, an advocate for my community and for just people that are that seem not to have a voice for themselves. And so it wasn't very strange for us to have strangers in our home. My parents would often take homeless people off the street and bring them in for dinner and, you know, do all kinds of things that we thought were odd. We were like, okay, who's this person at our table now? But that sense of advocacy, right, was instilled in me from a very, very young age. And then when I came to Long Island, my husband initially was involved in the community, but then I got involved and then was asked to run. I never had any intention of being in government or politics or anything like that, but innate inside of me was this feel and this vocation to be an advocate for others.
Well, we talked a little offline. I found mm-hmm. it very interesting that your door opening came as a result of being in the 311 call center, which I think is a great success story. Yes. You know, how did that take place? How did you get from the 311 call center into where you are now?
So I actually started my entree into government working with Assemblyman Levine as his constituent liaison when he first got in office. And then I started working at the town as a second job in the 311 call center. But that opened my eyes to all of North Hempstead,
right,
and the inner workings of how the different departments work, because we were the link between the constituents and all of the departments of the town, as well as with the elected officials. And then I was asked to run, and, you know, that came about. And I think it was just an extension of the work that I was already doing in the community. I worked a lot with the residents of Magnolia Gardens, who were primarily African-American tenants in the Housing Authority building who were being mistreated. And so this film, in parts of it, there was a Grand Street School, and you see some of the parents outside with their picket signs, and they were talking about segregation, well, sorry, integration of the schools and what have you. And that school, my daughter was one of the last classes at the Grand Street School. And so the movie really hit home on a lot of fronts for me. And so the movie also talks about urban renewal and how it was used to kind of displace people in the community. And so I always talk about finding the positive in a situation. Urban renewal now in the town of North Hempstead is used to better communities. You know, we have an urban renewal area in Newcastle, and it was primarily set up to revitalize the community and to make sure that people who are there are able to stay there, but they have a sustainable community. And so something that started out to be something not so positive turned into something very mm-hmm. positive. So it's, you know, it's come full circle for me. And it's just great. And I think this movie sheds a lot of light on things that happened in the past and some of the things that are continuing to happen today. Right. But how we can use those negative experiences from the past to make a positive impact today.
Right. And sometimes it's just getting it out there, making
yes.
people aware that it's still there. And I think a lot of us know that it is, but we don't, you know, I don't know, it's not subconscious, but it's on a level where I don't want to say it, but you almost just get used to it. It's just,
yeah.
And you know, that's not right. And films like this are so important, I mean, especially for the young people to understand what's happening and to be aware and not to look the other way and to, you know, become an advocate like mm-hmm. like you are. And like our supervisor is, you know, a tremendous advocate in the town of North Hempstead. I mean, starting so many programs. So this film just fits so perfectly. I mean, with our veterans, with our seniors, mm-hmm. with people with disabilities. I mean, you know, that advocacy strength is really, I think, drives a lot of these programs and you know, innovative things that we do in the town.
So, you know, it's interesting because we, sorry. You know, we're talking about the discrimination that we've seen, that we've fought against, and yet we're living now in an environment where there are messages of hate, bigotry. I need to be speaking to a microphone. Okay. Where there are messages of hate and bigotry, unfortunately, that are coming to the forefront. We're seeing school shootings. We're seeing, you know, whether it's Islamophobia in Christchurch in New Zealand, or it's the church in the Tree of Life Church in Pittsburgh. And so we do have a program mm-hmm. in North Hempstead called Not in Our Town, where we stand up to messages of hate, bigotry, and bigotry, where we ask people to take a pledge, not only to say, oh, isn't that terrible, but to do something about it, to stand up and fight right. against it. And so this is an ongoing struggle. It's so important that we now have the testimony from people who were so active and involved, because that's now testimony that generations to come will be able to view and mm-hmm. see that there were people who had the courage to do what was not comfortable. And I know I'm so honored to be sitting on a council with Lee Seaman, with Viviana Russell, who are extraordinary advocates for their community and stand up for these messages every day. And one of the best things of the film is that I got to meet Bernice Sims, mm-hmm. who is just an extraordinary woman in so many ways.
And one of the quotes that we cover from Martin Luther King in the film is he says, when speaking against the Vietnam War, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I think what everyone's saying here, too, is all the fights for all different races, religions, sexes, everything, we have to be vigilant about, because that just leads to bad problems, and we can't just let anything go by. You have to be vigilant about equal rights for everybody.
Right, and that's a great time to take our break. I like that. We'll set
another one.
Yeah, another one. It goes like that here. We just have a few seconds in between breaks, and we'll be back with Project Independence and You.